Hello from the Hardwicks. Welcome to the room we affectionately call the dump. I'm Caleb Hardwick, and with me here are the Hardwick brothers, Noah and Seth.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
For all of you wondering, Seth is back and live in action. So, Seth, you want to tell us a little bit about what happened in the last episode?
So, we were recording our podcast, and then all of a sudden my pager kind of went, because it normally goes beep, 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 but I had it on vibrate, so it wouldn't go do that, and so it went, so I actually listened to what it said, and it was a gas leak, and you may have heard about that at 229 and Meadow Creek here in Haskell.
So what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I went down to the fire station and got on the engine and rode the engine down there. And then we shut down the highway and I helped cars turn around.
True hero. Okay, so let me take a guess. I'm going to guess that Noah has been working.
That's correct.
And Seth has been doing school.
That's also correct.
Hopefully you've been doing
Legos and fire stuff, so it's kind of like work.
I'm getting the impression that we're pretty predictable.
Really?
Yeah, because you did school.
Yes,
you did
I'm
work.
I'm afraid this podcast is going to ruin the illusion that we're very strange people.
Well, we're just going to have to try and maintain our reputation. So, Seth, what do you got for us today?
So, Connie Lewis, my beloved aunt, and I'm not going to go into this because we go back and listen to podcast one if you want to know more about her.
Just to make sure. We're talking about like AUNT kind of aunt, correct?
Yes. That was all clarified on podcast episode one. So she has posted a comment on here and it says, "What is your favorite cartoon/comic? If you could co-write one, what would yours be about?"
Well, I know what Seth is going to be. It's going to be Pearls Before Swine. So I'm going to go with,
plausible.
I think, is it, what is
the Far
name?
Side.
The Far Side, yes. That was the comic I was looking for.
I don't know, I read Pearls Before Swine like every morning, but I don't know if it's my favorite or not. But it is the only one that I read every morning, so
that,
I guess
that constitutes
it must
be. Favorite, right. Caleb, do you have any comics?
I like the old comic strip. It's not old, but they don't make it anymore. Called Cul-de-sac. You remember Cul-de-sac?
Yeah, I like that one. I didn't know they stopped making it.
With the little girl. The creator of the strip, if I remember right, got Parkinson's, and he couldn't draw anymore. And so that's what the series ended.
Hmm. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
But it was a great strip. A lot of just really wholesome, funny lines about a young girl named Alice, primarily.
And her brother. Never-ending slide.
Yeah, and her brother, who was somewhat strange, perhaps mentally somewhat.
Well, you
got
to remember, it's coming from the eyes of a young girl. So, I mean, I assume that all things that older brothers
Your older
do
brothers
is,
always seem a little weird when you're. Yeah, you're right.
So, second part of that question was.
The second part of the question is, if you could write a comic strip or a cartoon, what would yours be about?
Mine would probably be a little bit similar to The Far Side or Strange Brew or something that's kind of a little bit weird.
That's just like a one panel with one gag?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I might do two panel, three panel. But it would definitely be kind of the slightly twisted perspective on something that's a little strange. I think, like when you go to the amusement park and for dachshunds, and it's based on how long the dachshund is rather than how tall they are, because we all know that they're short.
Seth, you actually created that comic strip.
Yes, I did. It was called Wiener World. And there's I only produced two or three of them, but they were pretty good,
you
I got to say.
Stole all my ideas.
It's probably true, but I mean, little brother, big brother has a cool idea. I'm going to do it and probably do it better, so.
So there thinking you go. Of if amusement, me and Seth co-wrote a comic strip, it would probably be about dachshunds.
That's true. Thinking about amusement parks, though, the Harps here in Haskell just repaved their parking lot, and it smells just like an amusement park on a hot
Wait,
day.
They repaved the parking lot?
Yes.
Wait, no. More importantly, why does that make it smell like an amusement park?
Because amusement parks
smell like hot asphalt.
Yes. It's the same thing as a train tracks on a hot day and amusement parks on a hot day smell the same.
He's true.
Especially out,
if you were to pop kettle corn or something like that. Yeah. That would make it smell like Silver Dollar City.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
I think that we should really try and put this in a candle and sell it.
Scented amusement park.
Hot asphalt.
Your favorite candle, tar.
It doesn't sound that hard. You just have it tar wax or something. And that way it burns and it makes the smell. But going back to the whole cartoon comic thing, Caleb, we all know it would be someone living in a boxcar, right?
You're close.
What would it
be? I once created a comic strip called Robo Hobo.
Ooh.
It's about a robot who's a hobo, and he, like, you know, boards freight spaceships that fly across the galaxy and lives in the spaceship boxcar, and, you know, he's a robot hobo.
Fascinating.
Sounds promising.
I don't know. That candle-scented tar might do better.
Tar-scented candle.
Yeah.
Tar-scented
it's
candle.
It's a bit different.
Okay. Gotcha.
Candle-scented tar would totally be run the point. It'd be like, well, we're going to pave your parking lot. What scent would you like?
Vanilla. Cotton.
I mean, maybe we're onto a new product here. Maybe we should make some sort of scented parking lot.
Cucumber.
Go into the paving business.
Hey, I think it, you know, has potential. I mean, who wants to
if our candle
step
business
out of the car at a grocery store and you can do, you know, vegetable or something and entice them to buy?
If our candle business takes off, we'll invest in some sort of scented paving service.
Yeah, so coincidentally, this is a good time for a message from this week's sponsor.
Howdy, I'm Gerald Flowers, the Flowers Aromatic Paving Co. For 25 years, we've taken pride in providing the richest, most fragrant candle-scented tar for your business, home, church, or amusement park. Whether you're paving over a dump or a catfish farm, our parking lots are guaranteed to banish common public odors. Not just mask them. From now until the end of the month, we have up to 15% off all your favorite smelling pavements, including apple autumn asphalt, cinnamon coconut concrete, citrus bean sidewalk, pumpkin spice parking lot, and the ever popular classic, essence of tar. Check us out on the web or drop by our sales floor and test out a few free samples. As always, thank you for your time.
And now it's time for Random Bible Verse Generator. Joining us in the studio is my lovely mother, Ms. Carla.
Hello, everybody.
So let's get started here. The verse that I have randomly generated is as follows. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes.
Ooh, I know.
All right, where do you think it's from?
It's from the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles.
All right, we have a vote for Acts. Caleb?
I concur.
And Noah?
I agree.
All right, so we have three votes for Acts, and you are all correct. Now, what about what chapter it is?
Ooh, that's a little harder. I think I'm going to go with Acts 15.
All right. Acts 15. Noah?
I think it's later than that, so I'm going to say Acts 22.
All right. Acts 22. And Caleb?
I'm going to take a guess and just say Acts 17.
All right. It's Acts 16. Ooh. So right between Mama and Caleb. So
hey,
very well done.
Close there.
And that is verse 16 of chapter 16. So let's try this again. This is my second letter to you, dear friends, and in both of them, I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory.
Okay. Well, it's somebody's second letter.
Well, that narrows it down a little bit.
second something.
Noah.
I'm going to say it's Second Thessalonians.
All right, Second Thessalonians is locked in. Caleb.
I think it's Second Thessalonians.
So we have two votes for Second Thessalonian, Mama.
Well, I'm going to just be different for the sake of choosing something different. I'm going to go with Second Corinthians.
Wah, wah, wah. You're all wrong. It's from Second Peter in chapter 3, verse 1.
Okay, well, we failed on that one, didn't we?
Oh, well. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Thanks, Seth.
Oh, hey, look, we have a caller. Hello, you've reached the Hardwick Podcast. Who are you?
Yeah, hello, this is Big Dan, the front lineman.
Oh, hi, Big Dan. So why are you calling the show today?
Well, yeah, so I was listening to an episode a couple of weeks ago, and y'all were talking about French fries. And like,
oh, yeah.
It reminded me how, like, Coach has me on this 25,000 calorie a day diet, and man, I mean, I've been eating all day long. Like, for breakfast, I had, like, 29 pancakes. For lunch, I had, like, 35 pieces of chicken. But in the end, I'm still really hungry. So, like, I was just wondering, what do you guys like to snack on during the podcast?
Actually, we kind of have, like, a rule that says you're not allowed to snack during the podcast.
Really?
It's really unfair.
I mean, I'm eating right now. I mean,
I'll talk to our producer and host, and maybe he can. We can work this out so we can get some snacks on later. But I mean, if we were going to, I'd definitely say like popcorn or something.
Yeah, I mean, we're running ads. We ought to be able to afford snacks.
That's right. Can we start a formal complaint here?
I think we should.
We definitely should. What's your favorite snack?
So I just cannot get enough of these like Snickers bars. Like, Coach literally gives me a bucket full of them every day, and I just sit and eat them. Because, like, Coach says I need to get up to 445 pounds by the end of the week. And so, you know, it's a full-time job being Big Dan. Gotta eat all day long. Man, am I hungry. So, anyway, yeah, I was just wondering what y'all are eating, since, I mean, I'm always eating while I'm listening to the podcast. So, you know, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dan. Call back sometime.
Yep, no problem.
Bye.
What's coming up that you want to tell us about, Seth?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because there is this awesome event coming up called SpaCon, not Spock. Con. It is spa, like in the spa city, or is Hot Springs is known as the spa city. So it's SpaCon in Hot Springs, which is kind of fascinating, at the convention center. And the Lego group that I am a part of, ArcLug, will be doing a awesome display, a Lego display there. And it is going to be our largest display that we've ever done. It's a 2-day show. And I don't know how much square footage that we're using on this display, but it's Saturday, September 24th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and then Sunday, September 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And what are you putting into this show, Seth?
Well, I'll be bringing some downtown buildings that I've built that are all custom built, custom designed. They're not just Lego sets. I'll also be bringing my world renowned, but they have been to Chicago, Hopper train cars. So that will be the bulk of what I'm bringing.
But tell us what's special about those Hopper train cars.
I built them and they look like real Hopper train cars. And if you haven't seen them, what they actually look like, go to Hardwick's Bricked Replicas.
My favorite thing about your cars are that they have the graffiti on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's another cool thing about them is they have graffiti on them, just like a real train car would. And there's some pretty cool-looking graffiti on there, too. And then they're pulled by my replica of an Arkansas Midland Railroad engine, which is the line that runs between Malvern and Hot Springs. and that will be pulling all the hoppers. And it has lights on it and a little red flashy thing on the end of it, like you see on the end of a train.
Is there a technical term for the name of that little red flashy thing
there
on the end of the train?
There actually is. It's actually called an EDT, end of train device. So how clever was that?
That's good to know.
Yeah.
If I ever need to know that.
If you're ever on Jeopardy and they ask you that question, so.
Well, Seth, thanks for telling us all about your Lego display.
I better see you there, because if I don't, I won't know that you weren't there.
Okay, Seth, so let's go ahead and answer the last couple of questions that we had.
Okay, so the next question we had over the past week or so was from a Miss Natalie Alexander, listening all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. And her question is, how is John the Baptist's ministry an example for our witness today? So, want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. That's a somewhat difficult question. I'm still processing it. I think the first thing to do with that question is probably ask another question, which is what was John the Baptist's ministry?
That's a good follow-up question, because, I mean, how are we supposed to know if it affects our ministry or whatever unless we know what his ministry is?
Right. So I was trying to read through it real quick and see if I could come up with a good answer, but I think that his ministry was kind of like the preparation for the kingdom of heaven. At least that's what I got out of Matthew anyway.
Okay.
He's kind of like the town crier. Hear ye, the king is coming.
Yeah, something like that. So, like, his message, I guess, was about really a lot about repentance because the Messiah is coming. So that leaves an interesting, I think, second question before you get to that question again, which is that ministry still important today? Or is it the ministry we should still be focused on?
So are you asking if his ministry of telling people that Jesus is coming, is it the same ministry as telling people that Jesus has come and that he is the Messiah and
right,
the
that's kind of what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Do we still need to be going around telling people that Jesus is coming?
Well, he is coming again.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is something there. But it's not exactly the same circumstances either.
Okay. How so?
Well, when John the Baptist was going around telling people that Jesus was coming, he was going to a people that were expecting a Messiah to come. So they were already kind of had like a foundation of what they expect. And I think that they got a lot of their expectations wrong, but still there was a framework there. So when he said repent, they were like, well, we know what to repent from because we have the Old Testament and all this laws. So there was something there. And I think if you look like at some of the church history, you could make some interesting parallels there to when we've had like great revivals of people that would use a similar message of repentance, that there was a foundation there for of church history and the Bible to go back on of knowing what to repent from. I'm not sure that you have that exact same foundation in our American culture today, though. I think we have lost a lot of that Christian tradition and Bible knowledge. So I'm not sure if we preach that exact same repentance message that we would get the same response that John the Baptist did. I think we might get more of a response of what are we supposed to be repenting from.
So what should we minister to, or how should we minister then?
Well, I think that there are definitely things you can take as examples from John's ministry. Certainly we still repentance is an important part of salvation, and we know that John taught his disciples how to fast and pray, and ultimately John used his ministry as a stepping stone to Jesus' ministry. So when Jesus' ministry came, he let his ministry go to the wayside so that Jesus' ministry could become the center focus. And so I think there's a good example there. But I think that that's also probably where we should look at is maybe Jesus' ministry is the ministry we should really be looking at. What should be as an example for what our ministry today should be.
So we should, instead of looking directly and like copycatting what John did, we should actually be copycatting what like Jesus did.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going for.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we actually have a couple other questions here that we were supposed to answer last week, and then it kind of disappeared, and so we never got to answer them. The main one is from a guy named Mark Petz, and his question was, how do we leave a question?
It sounds like he figured it out to me.
You'd think so, because he communicated us, and we're answering it. But simple answer is go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/HardwickPodcast, or you can go to HardwickPodcast.com and leave one under the Ask Us a Question page.
There you go, Mark.
Awesome. Leave us a question now.
Yeah. Hey, guys. This is Big Dan. I just wanted to compliment you guys on another great episode. And just wanted to say thank you for all that great information about, all the things you talked about.
Tar?
No, the other one.
John the Baptist?
No, not that one. The other one.
You mean our website?
No.
Where to comment questions?
I don't know, guys. All I know is I'm hungry. I've only eaten like 14 tacos this hour.
You're thinking about French fries. That was last episode.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what I was thinking about. Well, anyway, thanks for another great episode, guys. I'll talk to y'all later, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
So long. Hey, you know, Dan the lineman, he's kind of making me hungry. We should go make some popcorn.
Sounds good.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Star Trek. Let's go watch a Star Trek and eat popcorn.
Star Trek and popcorn?
That's a winning combination.
And you got candy corn.
That's true. I did get candy corn.
All right. So I guess that'll do it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So to wrap up, I will again remind everyone that you can find us online at HardwickPodcast.com or at Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast. And there you can ask us a question or submit a topic for us to discuss on the next episode. This episode was edited by me, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. On behalf of Noah, Seth, Miss Carla, and Big Dan, the front lineman, thank you for listening. If you'll excuse me, I think I will go down to Flowers Paving Co. and try out that cinnamon coconut concrete. Till next time, see you then.